On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria se maksimum vandag is 33, Rustenburg kwik op 36, Johannesburg 31 grade.
Is nie so rustig op die paaie nie. We've got crashes just about everywhere. There's a crash on the N1 south at Sam Rand Avenue, a crash on the R21 south off the Bopsfontein Drive, an incident on the M1 north at New Road, a crash on the N3 south at Van Buren Road.
Die minister van polisie, Senzo Mkhunu, het aan die parlement se arrokomitee gesê dat hy eers bewus geraak het van die besonderhede rondom die tankspan vir politieke moorde nadat hy verlede jaar sy ampstermyn begin het. Mkhunu het aan die komitee wat korrupsie in die strafregstelsel ondersoek gesê dat hy teen die einde van verlede jaar bewus geword het van die tankspan se struktuur en geskiedenis.
I made it my duty after I got appointed that beyond interacting with individual police officers, especially the National Commissioner, as part of my orientation, that I would go out of my way, understand some of the things from documents.
Die LER vir infrastruktuurontwikkeling in Gauteng, Jacob Amabolo, sê hulle het begin om kontrakte van 10 diensverskaffers te beëindig. Die LER sê die provinsie sal kontrakteurs aanvat wat regeringstenders kry, maar nie hul werk voltooi nie. Amabolo het die media vandag in Johannesburg ingelig.
So, termination of poor performers, companies that are non-compliant, companies that when they do work for the private sector, they do it to the best. When they do the same engineering work with government, they drag their feet. They give us incompetent, unqualified people. They do shoddy work. They don't honor their contractual obligations.
Die Midlanga Kommissie van Ondersoek vind nou agter geslote deure plaas. Dit is weens sensitiewe bewyse en inligting wat verband hou met voorgesette kriminele ondersoeke. En is as Simogobo bereg.
Chief Evidence Leader Advocate Matthew Chuckelson explained to the Commission that evidence being led today involves matters currently under active police investigations. For this reason, the testimony is being taken in camera. He emphasized that the subject matter of the evidence, not the identity of the witness, requires the proceedings to be closed.
When the police are at an advanced stage of investigations, one can't ventilate the content of those investigations publicly without running a risk of compromising those investigations.
Anastasia Mokgobo for Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
Die minister in die presidentie Kombutso Ntshabeni sê die kabinet veroordeel die voorgesette konflik in Sudan. Dit het onlangs gelei tot die dood van 60 mense. Sy sê duisende burgerlikes is in die stad vasgekeer.
On another front, Cabinet welcomed the strengthening of cooperation in the areas of security, intelligence and the formation of the joint economic committee between South Sudan and Sudan. Cabinet regards this strengthening of relations as critical for the improvement of regional stability and security.
Op 'n ligte noot, die kabinet het ook Bafana Bafana geluk gewens met hul kwalifisering vir volgende jaar se FIFA Wêreldbeker wat in Noord-Amerika plaasvind.
Bafana Bafana's path to qualifying was a demonstration of a true South African spirit of resilience, grit and sheer brilliance. No DNA, just RSA.
En teen slotte, een van die wêreld se langste stille dinosourus voetspore is in Oxfordshire in die Verenigde Koninkryk ontdek. Kenners sê die voetspore gekoppel aan die Cetiosaurus dinosourus wat tot 18 meter lank kon word. Sommige spore is in die 1990s daar ontdek. Vanjaar het die span egter nog meer spore ontdek. Action aan September, meer nuus om 3 uur.